This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy caffeine!
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman. He's a hipster.
The Flash world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
Ooh. DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what yet.
The trailers again?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have watched the trailers.
Yes, master.
Oh, man. I'm, like, super duper excited.
Okay. For all of them? One of them?
All of them, to be honest with you. All for different reasons.
Well, let's just dive into it then, shall we?
Sure. I guess should we kick it off by saying this is a special bonus episode because of San Diego Comic-Con. They've released a bunch of trailers and we've been watching them and we wanted to talk about them before we actually recorded.
And watching.
Yeah. Or should we not say that?
I mean, you already did, so
Kind
of out of the bag now.
Yeah, I guess. So I guess you know what we're going to talk about in this episode.
Yeah. Well, and I know because you texted me.
Well, yeah, I know. We are here to talk about the Godzilla trailer that they released today.
Godzilla!
Did you watch that? I actually didn't watch that one yet.
No, I haven't yet because I've been watching all the DC trailers. Yeah, that's
exactly what it is. My buddy I go to New York Comic Con with, as soon as the Shazam and Aquaman ones hit today, I texted him a link to both of those. And I'm like, I believe there's a Godzilla trailer somewhere, but I don't have time for that right now. But he's like obsessed with Godzilla as well. Like the two of us go way back to all the old movies when we were kids.
Right.
And so he's been messaging me links to that. I had an instant message. I had a text message. I had a message in a group chat.
You had a message?
Yeah. I think later I might have to Lucy him and send him the trailer and be like, I don't know if you saw this yet, but here's a link to the Godzilla trailer.
That'd be fantastic.
I'm too busy. I'm too busy rewatching Aquaman. I guess you want to start the first one released first and talk about Titans?
Go for it.
Sure. I think it looks decent.
Decent?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I don't care about the whole F Batman thing. I totally understand it. So that in itself doesn't bother me. Like apparently it's bothering some people that don't understand why Robin is going to do that.
I'm just glad that we're getting so many memes for it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But my only issue with the show is I don't get, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of killing going on, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, like, if you actually put the real world spin on it.
Right.
Most of these, well, I guess really only Nightwing, huh? Or Robin was the sidekick that we get, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I could totally see where he's at. His mindset. And everything, let's break away from Batman. I want to do my own thing.
Yeah.
And the dark part about it is it, I don't know. I don't really mind it because there's a lot of older stuff that was kind of semi-dark.
I don't disagree with that. But, I mean, the one fight scene that we saw, I guess, in the alley where Robin drops down on the car.
Yeah.
And he takes out the whole gang of people.
Yeah.
Before he's covered in the blood.
Uh-huh.
And says the line that everyone's flipping out about.
What?
Like, I mean, it sure looked like he crushed a guy's head.
Well, he just stepped on his head.
I mean, did you hear the sounds? It sounded crushing.
Well, I mean, we have sound effects on this show too, but that doesn't mean that we're actually in those movies.
We're not?
Well, sometimes we are. But the only real problem that I have with it,
okay,
like, Raven looks phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
Especially, like, the dark, demented Raven.
I was going to say that when she turns into, like, demonic Raven, yeah. I love how it looks like they've, like, doubled her face.
Yes.
And she when she'll turn her head, like, her face will move twice.
Mm-hmm.
And
her skin looks porcelain.
Yeah.
So maybe they can make, like, little creepy porcelain dolls of her.
Oh, yeah. And I guess I should take a quick moment to just say this trailer is the reason why people shouldn't complain about when you first see, like, set pictures of people in costume as the characters. Because when the first pictures came out and you saw Beast Boy looked ridiculous and Starfire looked ridiculous and Raven looked ridiculous, you're just like, you know, so many people were flipping. Why? I don't get it. All Starfire does is have pink hair. I don't understand why Raven's just wearing a dumb blue. You know, she's got the dumb blue hair. She doesn't look like Raven. You don't think they're going to put effects over everything?
Yeah.
They complained about the Flash costume, and then they see the Flash costume actually on the show when it's got the Speed Force effects, and it looks great.
Yeah.
I thought Starfire on this looked amazing. I thought Beast Boy looked good. I thought Raven looked awesome.
Yeah. And Dick had Tim Drake's Robin outfit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which but I'm fine
I'm,
with.
I'm I mean, okay with. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I was going to say the only thing that it looked like Corey came out of her night job, though. That was the only bad thing. Yeah, the effects made her hair and her eyes and all that look good, but, like, her suit still sucked. Like,
but, I mean, did she really have her whole suit? I don't remember seeing.
She had a coat. She looked with, like,
yeah,
a,
but
a
maybe
dress
she's not wearing
thing.
The Starfire suit yet.
Yeah, I know, but in the trailer, it looked like, oh, it's con weekend, so we're going to have, at the strip club, we're going to have all of our strippers dress up like superheroes. And on stage one, you got Starfire.
Come on.
And then she comes out, and yeah. But
Don't be an internet fan, Ronnie.
I'm not. I'm saying she totally looked better here with effects than with, you know, somebody climbing on a fire escape taking fan pictures of it.
Right.
And I thought Gar looked awesome. I mean, we didn't see him morph into anything,
when he did that leap and he put and I was like, "Oh, here it comes."
Yeah.
Here it comes, and then it cut away and I was like, "Oh. Yeah. Oh well. Okay saving that for the show to give something new."
When he did the leap, I was like, in form of, that's cool. But you know, we didn't get it. No, I really am glad that having Raven's internal conflict be the first story arc, or the first season, at least, it looks like.
Who knows? I mean, it's just a quick trailer. It could be the first 6 minutes of an episode, and then they solve it.
Well, yeah, that's true, but
now I think I don't know if you saw the interview that Geoff Johns did about the show, where people were asking him about why is it so dark, why is Robin saying F Batman, you know, why this, why that, and basically he said the whole, at least this first season, like this show. What they were trying to do is it's a collection of people who are totally lost and trying to find themselves and trying to, and, you know, and they find each other and helping, you know, and that helps them all, grow as people or whatever, find themselves. But, you know, the whole thing after Robin is done with being Robin, that he doesn't want to be the sidekick. He wants to branch out on his own. He's trying to figure out how to do that. Mm-hmm. And Man, I'm so super excited for this.
I'm super excited for it too. I thought you were going to tell me that in the interview, Geoff Johns says, well, at least it's coming out on time, unlike my comic books.
Yeah, the second episode's already been delayed 6 months.
Yeah, I'm totally in for this one.
Did you sign up for DC Universe?
Not yet.
I did. And it's funny, I didn't even realize that the trailer was out for this yet. I guess, when did it hit? Friday? Thursday? Might have been Thursday.
No, Friday, I think.
Was it Friday? Okay. Yeah. But whenever the trailer came out, I guess I had just come home from work, and my wife was sitting with her phone, and she's like, this show looks great. And I'm like, oh, what show? She goes, The Titans. You haven't watched this yet? I was like, nope. Send me that link. And we watched it, and then I watched it again, and then I watched it another time. And I was like, why am I watching this on a phone? And I quick threw it up on the TV, and I watched it again. I was like, this is fantastic. And then I saw the news about the DC Universe.
Yeah.
And the pricing plan and everything else. And I looked at my wife and I said, hey, this is the deal. I'm getting this. And she said, what is it? And I said, that Titans show is on there. And then a bunch of other shows and all the old animation and the old movies. And apparently the Wonder Woman 77 show is going to be on there in its entirety.
Yeah.
And eventually it's going to have comic books and it's going to have all kinds of other stuff. And we're getting it. And she said, okay. So I signed up that night.
Did she really say okay, or did she just give you that look?
No, she said okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we translate their look for okay.
No, because she's into, I don't want to say she's into the comics, but like occasionally she'll read something if I'm like, oh, you should really read this. And if I have it in a trade or a hardcover, she's way more likely than if I'm just like, let me put these 8 digital comics on your tablet so you can read them, and she'll never do it. But so like the TV shows and the movies and stuff, she's usually in, which causes me to delay watching them myself because she wants to watch them together and we never have time.
So did you watch this before the Young Justice trailer?
Yes. Yes, okay. I did.
So that answers my question of this trailer alone.
Oh, yeah.
Being the only new thing out sold you for the app.
Well, I mean, we've talked, and I was pretty much in on the app anyway. And I think the pricing, I mean, we were saying we would go as high as like $20 a month on this.
Yeah.
And it's $8 a month.
Yeah.
Or it's what, like $6 if you pay for the year?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you had me at $8. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cheaper than what I pay. I mean, I think I probably will end up getting more use out of Netflix only because there's a bigger variety of stuff.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yep.
But I mean, it's still for half the price of Netflix with whatever this is going to have. Okay.
And it's $2 cheaper than Marvel Unlimited a month.
Oh, is it really?
That doesn't have streaming, yeah.
You know, I wonder... Oh, no, because the Marvel stuff eventually is going to be on whatever the Disney service is, right?
Correct.
Hmm.
But...
Interesting.
The Marvel Unlimited will have more comic books than what this one will have.
That we know of.
Well, it's going to be a curated list. So what I think that means is Titans is going to show up, you know, or whatever, and then you're going to get like the whole run of Titans comic books.
Okay. Like
and other stuff, maybe like the Robin one series or, you know, whatever.
Hmm.
But I don't know if anything past that will come out.
The only thing they didn't really give a lot of news about is the comics on the app.
Right.
That I think the only thing I really saw, I did see, I think, that it was a curated list, but I'm trying to think, it said something like it's going to have everything from Action Comics 1 straight up through Rebirth. But I like you, I assume that means it's going to be bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Here's the Outsiders are going to be on Young Justice. So here are a few stories with the Outsiders you should read.
Right. And that's what I'm taking out of the word. The curated list.
Yeah. I'm curious how it's going to work. I believe somewhere I saw somebody say that there is not going to be, at least at first, a PlayStation app for it.
Oh, really?
Which sort of stinks.
Yeah.
But I mean, I also have an Apple TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm good.
Yeah. I have a Fire Stick and a PlayStation, so.
Yeah. I mean, also I'll have my phone and tablet and computer, but like,
yeah,
I don't want to watch the shows on my on my phone.
Right.
But yeah, I'm totally in on all that. And then I guess the next trailer that hit was the Young Justice Outsiders.
Yep.
I maybe squealed a little when I was watching this trailer.
Did you have to change your pants, sir?
There's a possibility I peed myself a little bit.
Yeah.
When What's-His-Face, Prince Markov, showed up. Because, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know why, when it's called Young Justice Outsiders, in no way was I thinking that the Outsiders were going to be on this show. I don't know what I was thinking it meant. I have absolutely no idea, but he showed up, and I'm like, oh, crap, they're doing the Outsiders.
Yeah, I was the same way, so you weren't alone.
Yeah, you think, oh, they're outside the Justice League or something. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, they're working outside the rules.
Yeah, something. And as soon as he showed up and they mentioned his sister, and I'm like, what? Okay. apparently we have Geo-Force and Terrace showing up on this show. So I'm pretty excited. But yeah, man. Show looks good.
Yeah, and then we got Static.
Static, yeah.
Got shown in there, and Black Lightning, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. I've been, like I said in the chat that we had, everybody was like, yeah, me and my sons have been waiting. Oh, that was you. You said, me and my sons have been waiting forever for this. And I was like, yes. But it's just me, myself, and I.
Yeah. Well, look, I've been waiting for this since before my kids were waiting for it.
Right.
I'm trying to think how long it's been. 5 years.
It's
5 or 6 years, right?
Yeah, it's been at least six. Yeah.
So my youngest was, if he was even born, he was a year old when the show ended.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so my oldest didn't watch it because he would have only been three at the time. Although he probably around then is when we started watching the Batman animated series. So there's a very good possibility that he watched some of it with me also. But yeah, I mean, since it's been on Netflix, we've watched through the entire series at least three times in its entirety.
Yeah.
And we've watched bits and pieces of the show, you know, an episode or two here or there that they really liked a few other times. So, I mean, I'm excited for it. My kids are excited for it. And, that's the one thing I think with the Darkness of Titans that I'm upset about. It's that it looks like it's going to be, I can't watch it with my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the only thing that I have against the trailer. Like everything about it looks fantastic.
Right.
And eventually my kid's almost nine, so he's just about ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, my little one's going to have to wait a couple more years.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, if I have the app, it's going to be on there. And 3-4 years from now, and they're like, what is this Titans? I was like, oh, sit back. And let us spend the next 12 hours watching this show.
That's right. Gary, go get us some refreshments.
Yeah, but that's Young Justice. I'm glad that my kids can watch it, and it's not a kid's show, if that makes sense. Like, it's not Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, I'll sit and watch it with them, but it has its moments, but I'd rather not be watching it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this, I mean, Young Justice was so good. I think it might be my favorite of all of the animated TV series they've done.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's either that or the original Justice League.
Okay.
I think. But I mean, look, I mean, they're all good, but man, Young Justice, I mean, it had the younger characters I liked. It had the Justice League in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that it wasn't, like all the other TV shows, maybe you would have a two-parter on Superman or a three-parter on Superman or Batman or something like that. It was, for the most part, it was all standalone episodes.
Right.
And I loved that Young Justice, the whole it was like one giant arc for each season.
Yeah.
Where it kept building and building and just terrific.
Yeah.
And this one, it looks like the whole thing is going to be, what, metahuman trafficking?
Mm-hmm. Looks like it.
So I'm curious.
It's going to be good so stuff. Great.
Oh, yeah. But they didn't announce a date for that, right?
No.
Okay, so Titans is in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
My guess would be September-ish.
Yeah,
I mean, for Titans. The app starts in late August, I believe.
Right.
So I don't think it'll be there right at the start. And I also don't know if they're going to do the Netflix thing and release all the episodes at once, or if they're going to do the CBS thing and release one a week, like Star Trek.
Right, or the Hulu thing, and or the Amazon thing, and release like two or three at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but both of these are fantastic.
Yes.
Before we go on to the next trailer, there's something else I want to talk about that kind of has the same vibe.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the...
The Godzilla trailer? No, not yet.
Did you see the animation, the DC animation movies that they announced?
I saw something.
Okay.
And I did see it, but I don't remember what it was.
It's going to be Hush.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. They're Hush, and I think there's another, an Aquaman animated movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but man, Hush, ooh.
Yeah, which is crazy, because now that I think about it, like, Hush and, like, the Long Halloween, I'm surprised they still haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
But then, like, a part of me is like, okay, we've had, like, Batman animated movies back to back to back, so mm-hmm. let's, like, branch out, and, I mean, I guess Death of Superman was the latest one. But like you said, let's give me an Aquaman one, or give me a Green Lantern one.
Yeah, they haven't done a Green Lantern movie in a long time.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, I think it was before the animated series was the last one, and the animated series ended when Young Justice did.
Yeah.
But I think their strategy always seems to be, we're going to do a Batman movie, and then we'll do some random movie. And then we'll do like a Justice League type of thing.
Yeah.
And then we'll do another Batman movie that they always go back to Batman. And I think it's because it's a huge seller.
Well, yeah.
But it's weird because you'd assume that Superman would be just about the same.
Right.
But yeah, but man, Hush is going to be crazy. I mean, I still can't believe that they gave us a Killing Joke.
Yeah. I know.
Animated movie.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was good. I had a couple issues with the liberties that they took in that one.
Yeah.
But overall, I still enjoyed it.
Right.
But, I mean, again, on the same level, I can't sit and watch it with my kids.
Yeah. Or Gotham by Gaslight, even.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's funny, though, because Hush is one of the stories that every year at New York Comic Con, when they would have the DC animation panel that I'd go to, they would... It, without a doubt, somebody would get up and say, when are you going to do an animated version of... The first one was always Kingdom Come, and the second one was always Hush. And they say, well, you know, Hush is a possibility, but Kingdom Come, because of the art style, it would be very difficult to replicate that.
Right.
And I mean, I get it, but I mean, come on. This day and age with the computer animation technology, I would love to see that in a movie.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I'm looking forward to Hush, and I'm curious how much of it they'll have to change,
mm-hmm.
or not have to, but how much of it they'll think they have to change to make it more appealing to non-hardcore fans, if that makes...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, are they going to add some weird scene where... I don't know. I don't even know, because like Killing Joke added some very bizarre stuff into the story that made no sense.
That is true.
So
moving on to a trailer that, or a movie that you can take your kids to see.
Is it Godzilla?
No, damn it. It's not Godzilla. Don't make me say the name.
Are you afraid of what will happen if you say the name?
Yes.
You know what? I think you could say the name. We're safe because you have not been imbued with the magical powers.
That's true. And I'm and I'm old, so.
Yeah.
Okay, you know I'm a huge mark for Shazam anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man, it's raining at my house, and it would have been so amazing if when you said that, there was like a thunder.
That would have been awesome. It's raining, man. Oh, no?
No.
Okay. So, Shazam.
Yep. Still no thunder.
One more time. No. dude, I love everything about this trailer.
Uh-huh.
Everything. Even to the, what's up, I'm a superhero.
Oh my God, was that not the best? When he's walking up. That whole scene in the thing when he stops the guys and they shoot him. And he's like, whoa, I'm bulletproof. And then all of a sudden he gets serious and goes, you're dead. And it cuts him throat out the window.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I absolutely. This. I mean, I've been a big fan of Shazam as well. Not like you.
Right.
Because you know, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh man. This is what I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I was a big fan of Chuck, the TV show. So when the casting was announced, I was very happy because I haven't seen him in stuff in a while.
Oh, that was Chuck?
Yeah, Zach Levi. No. Levi.
I thought it was like a CGI Jimmy Fallon.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
So
I don't know who it was.
Yeah, so I was excited because I really liked that show.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, man, I guess they'll probably end up going more humor with it, which is kind of cool. But man, everything about this, from when he's trying out the superpowers, mm-hmm. and he goes to fly and he takes that leap off the half pipe and he goes up like 20 feet and then just crashes on his back.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so good.
I also love the like little things, like his foster stepbrother that knows his secret. That's his filmography person.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Since he has one crutch,
mm-hmm.
then that leads me to believe that later on he'll be in the Shazam family too.
Could be.
So.
Yeah, because I mean, awesome in the newer version of the comic, I guess in the New 52 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was like the whole group of them,
mm-hmm.
basically all of, I guess, all of his foster siblings.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you only really saw the one in this, right?
Yeah.
Just realizing, what's his name, Freddie?
Freddie, yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be Freddie Freeman, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Which would be Captain Marvel Jr. or Shazam Jr.
Yes. Yeah.
Because since they changed his name from Captain Marvel, since there's a Marvel movie coming out called Captain Marvel,
yeah.
to just Shazam.
You know what, though? How great would it have been if they tried to like hijack the marketing for that with this?
That would be so awesome. Yeah.
But,
oh, man, yeah. The whole thing, like the suit. I mean, because basically he's a man kid.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like big.
The movie Big. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what you would expect of, I mean, I don't know how old they're making him in this. It looks like he's probably 13, 14.
Right.
So, I mean, of course, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
He's walking around charging people's phones. Earphones charge. It sets the phone on fire. The guy's like, what the heck?
And then he's like doing the dance, and then like all of a sudden he breaks out of it and punches the stone pillar.
Yeah.
He's like, you got superpowers.
Yeah, when he first asked him, what superpowers you have? He goes, superpowers? I haven't even figured out how to pee in this thing yet.
Yeah.
Like the unitard.
Yeah, right.
But I like it. And again, you know, the costume in some of the pictures looked a little dopey.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you have like the glowing lightning bolt, which like really stands out and mm-hmm. like, you know, whatever. Oh man, the hood looks like
yeah,
it's going to be so good.
And he's using the hood.
Yeah.
Like when he's like, don't scream. And of course, Freddy screams.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's got the hood on. And I'm like, like, I've never understood the hood in the first place.
Right.
Like, ever. Because you have a hood, but you have a white, or a white, a huge white cape.
Yeah.
And then you have the big red suit with a huge yellow lightning on it. So what's the hood going to do for you?
He's a kid.
No, I know. I get it. I just, yeah. Okay, so how great an all ages movie this one is, it makes me wonder if the Black Adam movie that's coming later will be a little darker. And then when they have one together, then it's like the happy marriage of both of them.
See, The Rock, he's still Black Adam, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, he hadn't backed out of it. I mean, he's been Black Adam for the last 9 years that they announced it. But
yeah, no, I don't know. For some reason, I thought I saw somewhere that he wasn't going to do it, but then he is going to do it. But I don't know. He doesn't mind doing kid movies.
Yeah, right.
So I don't. I mean, I think the Black Adam movie would probably be a little bit darker than this, but I don't see it being, you know, like Suicide Squad dark.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I meant. I just meant shades darker. I didn't mean like completely off the damn scale of, you know, killing people and breaking necks and stuff.
Well, I mean, he might when he takes over his country, but
yeah, he might.
We'll see.
But you're right. He does do all ages movies really well too.
Yeah.
Like Rampage and Jumanji. Yeah.
I'm not the excited mountain for one. This.
The mountain
I'm one. Very excited for that. I don't know what the mountain one is.
Oh, yes, you do. Escape from which mountain or whatever?
Oh, Fast and Furious Kilimanjaro.
Okay, yes. Sign me up for that one, too.
In this, they didn't announce a release date. It just said spring, right?
Yeah.
Had they announced an actual day when this is? March, April, May?
Mm-mm.
Is it? Let's see. Does it? Is it an anniversary movie or is it a birthday movie?
I don't know.
Hmm. Well, you gotta let me know when it's coming out and I'll tell you.
Okay. Cause, April 5th.
It says April 5th?
April 5th, 2019. It is
right smack dab in the middle of my anniversary and my birthday. But that's good though, because it's not coming out the weekend of, R2-3-4.
Yeah. Because if not, we'd have to get drunk and go see it and eat a steak while we're watching it.
Yeah. Oh, maybe there'll be a screening.
Yeah, because it's the weekend after, right?
No, because it moved. Isn't it 2 weekends after now?
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Sounds about right, though.
Yeah.
But back on trailer stuff.
Yeah. Good Lord, I'm so looking forward to this. And I actually didn't get a chance to show my kids the Shazam trailer yet.
Oh, yeah.
So, as I was texting my friend, I sent them to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget exactly what she wrote, but after the Shazam one, she goes, "Oh, neat." And I'm like, I don't know if that's good or
is
what.
Is that good neat or bad neat?
I don't know.
Who the hell uses neat anymore?
I don't know. But she did put an exclamation point. So, I mean, I guess maybe that's good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, I am not above going to see this movie without her if she has no interest in seeing this movie.
Yeah.
I will go by myself if I have to.
And we did get to see the bad guy in it, too.
Yeah, who was that?
You mean what's the actor's name or who is the bad guy?
Who is the bad guy?
Dr. Savannah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I'm trying to place who it is, and I'm like, I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder, still, like, towards the end of the movie, if
Black Adam shows up.
Yeah, if Black Adam's not going to be in it.
Yeah, like, that was the weird thing. When they announced a Black Adam movie, I think before the Shazam movie, the first time, and then they announced the Shazam movie, and I'm like, oh, so I guess Black Adam's going to be the bad guy. But then they're still talking about a Black Adam movie, and I'm like, who knows?
Yeah.
And if Shazam is more family friendly, do you think that they would throw an end credit scene with Black Adam in it?
Maybe.
Or maybe an end credit scene with Deathstroke and Lex Luthor going to Black Adam.
Oh, yes.
And then the Black Adam movie takes place, I guess, before that meeting to give you some history on who he is.
Maybe. Or you have two and you get to see Freddy and Mary Marvel become Jr. and Mary Marvel.
Yeah, there was a girl sitting at the dinner table when they all put their hands in, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there she is. They didn't really put her in the trailer, though.
Yep.
So, hey.
I'm in.
Yes. Yeah, that I haven't decided yet if that's I need to take a day off work to go see it when it comes out, or if I'll just wait and see it, like, you know. I'll go that evening.
I'm sure it'll be a midnight release for me, so that way there's not that many people in the theater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, for me, because I go to work at, you know, I'm up before 5.
Yeah, right.
So I can't really do midnight movies that much anymore.
Yeah, because we're old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen. Because we're old and we need sleep.
In my teens, in my 20s, I would have gone to the midnight showing. I would have gone to get something to eat. And I would have gone right to work.
Yep.
But now,
not so much.
No, 40s are a whole different animal.
I thought Mark Strong getting cast as the villain was pretty awesome, too. I thought that was good casting.
And why would you say that?
Because he looks like him. You know, just like the kid that plays Billy Batson. You know? Yeah. So.
Yeah. Now, it's funny that Mark Strong was, what's his face in the Kingsman movies, right?
He was what?
He was in the Kingsman movies.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Okay.
He was Merlin.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
He's good. I think he was in, wasn't he Sinestro in the Green Lantern movie?
There was a Green Lantern movie?
Yes, and it was better than people say.
Yes, he was Sinestro in that.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing. That's so good. I'm glad they now have, he has appeared now as two heroes in the DC. Well, I guess not heroes, two villains.
Two villains, yes. Yes, and maybe this franchise will take off.
Hey, any day now that second Green Lantern movie's coming out. They referenced it in Deadpool, so.
Well, yeah.
So, right. The main event?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this Godzilla trailer.
Had a whole bunch of people running around, and the effects sucked because it looked like Matchbox cars.
I didn't see it.
And then you had the dub over saying, Godzilla, Godzilla.
No, man.
No?
I got to tell you, this Aquaman movie, first of all, when they cast Jason Momoa as Aquaman, I was not.
You were the 1% of the world that didn't like that idea.
It's not that I didn't like that idea. It's that I didn't like him as an actor.
what did you have that to base it on?
To base it on the first season of Game of Thrones.
That's
and
it.
the Conan movie.
Oh my god. Okay, so
yeah. So I think my impression during Game of Thrones was tarnished by how much I hate that show.
Mm-hmm.
Although the first season was semi-decent.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Conan was terrible.
Come on, he was great in Stargate.
You know, we've had this conversation.
I know.
Not on this show. I haven't seen Stargate. I haven't watched his series. Yeah. So.
And he was great on Red Road. Hello
there.
So.
Jeez, I said.
You said Alexis?
I said Stargate series, and my phone started going off.
Alexa. Oh.
Luckily, I don't have.
Now everybody.
I have my two Alexa devices are disabled because my kids would, no joke, would just sit and talk to Alexa and just ask silly questions.
Yeah.
It's bad enough they do it with phones.
Some of the kids that Sydney babysits that comes out here, that's all they do.
Terrible.
So anyways, Jason Momoa.
Yeah, but...
is being Jason Momoa in this movie.
But this is the thing. When the Justice League first trailer hit, I was still like, I don't know about this.
You were still wrong. Yes, go on.
I was not too into it. And I will admit, when the movie came out, he was one of my favorite parts of the movie. Especially the scene when he's sitting there giving like the heart-to-heart talk.
Yeah, he's sitting and on then the all lasso.
And yeah, she has the lasso around, you know, on him. And oh man, that's good. It was good stuff.
He sat on it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he sat on it. And yeah, nobody knew except for him. Yeah.
But good stuff. But this, when they announced, I guess, the Aquaman movie, I think it was before Justice League came out. Or right around then, maybe. I was like, I don't know. But then I saw Justice League and it was fantastic. And now, man, oh man, this trailer. If you're going to do an Aquaman movie, you got to have Ocean Master. And you got to have freaking Black Manta.
Yeah.
And this movie's got them both.
Yep.
And oh, so good.
Yep. When I saw Black Manta unmask and it was Kevin Hart standing right there, I was like, oh my God. But it's not Kevin Hart, though. Yeah, but it looks like Kevin Hart.
It looked nothing like Kevin Hart.
So I was waiting for him to like, no, he wasn't ready, no.
To make a joke and then have The Rock show up because two of them like every movie together now.
Yeah. But, no, seriously though, this, I loved the young Arthur getting bullied in the aquarium.
Oh, yep.
I mean,
the only
me rephrase that because I'm not a total complete asshole.
No,
that
you are.
Scene.
It's cool. Ronnie likes to bully young kids.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's why I'm a high school baseball coach. No, that scene, and then all the, because it takes the years and years and years joke of Aquaman talks to a fish.
That was my one complaint.
Really?
Is that they had to put the stupid, oh, look, he's talking to the fish, like, blah, blah. I get it. Everyone gets it. It's a joke because of the Super Friends show. He talked to fish and ha, ha, ha. It's friggin' hilarious. It's been 40 years. It's enough already. But my goodness, in that scene where the shark hits the glass and then he stands there and everyone backs up and all of the fish are just like floating right there staring at everybody. And he gets that smirk on his face.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
There is one, like, you didn't like that scene or that joke or whatever, but there's still one thing out of this whole 2 minute and 24 second awesomeness trailer that I don't get.
Okay.
You know the scene where they're in the airplane or...
Yes.
Aircraft. And he makes the Everybody Loves Redheads joke because she just jumped out.
Yes.
And then he jumps out.
Yes.
Breaking news. They're over a desert.
Yeah.
I repeat, they're over a goddamn desert.
Yeah. There was no water there, right? That's so like... I said the same thing. The first time I saw it, I was like, that's not right.
I was like... because maybe they spent so much time making Atlantis look awesome that
you know what?
They forgot to put
they just the forgot
ocean.
Yeah, they forgot to overlay the water in the on the green screen.
Yeah. It's like, damn it, somebody's getting fired for that. They put the desert in there instead of the ocean.
I think it'll I think it'll come out pretty good. You know, it'll make sense when we see it.
Yeah. I mean, but, it could be like a beach or something somewhere, but it sure looked like a desert scene to me. But.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, I'm trying to figure out which version of Ocean Master we're getting in this.
Okay.
Now, is it the one that, you know, I mean, you see him holding the trident. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming it's going to be the one where he has all like the magical powers because of the trident. Or, you know,
yeah.
That's the only, they didn't give me enough to see, but I mean, look, either way, I don't care what they do, but Ocean Master's so good.
Yeah. And I liked, not to sidebar from Ocean Master, cause I'll get back to, Night Owl here in just a second, but, each stage of Aquaman, like when he was a little kid, mm-hmm. you can tell somewhat that he might grow up and look like Jason Momoa, right?
Yeah.
And then when you have the teenage kid who actually already has the tattoo on the forearm and the long hair, you're like, oh, well, I can see him growing up to maybe be in Jason Momoa, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought, like, that detail was pretty awesome already. But now back to your Ocean Master. Yeah. I still wanted to see him with the helmet on.
Yeah. But again, like with the Beast Boy thing in the Titans trailer, mm-hmm. I am more than okay waiting.
Well,
you know, like I at this point now, I hope when they put out a second trailer and a third trailer, because the movie's still, I don't know, 4 or 5 months away.
Yeah.
Don't ever show him in the helmet. Let that be like something for the, when I sit down at the movie mm-hmm. and he's there and I can just like, I can go, and my wife will look at me going like, what? And I'll be like, I'll ask questions at the end. I will explain everything in the walk back to the car and the drive home.
Yep.
Just let me giggle at this movie. Like I did pretty much straight through all of the other movies.
Yeah. It comes out
December 21st. Yeah.
And you know what? I did not know this until I looked it up later after like the third time of watching the trailer.
Okay.
That Nicole Kidman was his mom.
Yeah.
I didn't know that because that's like the best thing that she's ever played in.
No, there was the movie where, what was the name of the movie?
Yep. See, you don't even know the name, so you can't tell me that was the best one.
Oh, Danny Elfman did the soundtrack for it. It like seduces this teenage kid or like a 20-something-year-old kid to kill her husband.
Okay.
Oh, what the heck is the name of that movie?
See? But yeah, Mr. Movie Guy. And you can usually rattle it off like you know.
Yeah.
But
man, yeah, no. I've seen this movie like a billion times too, and I cannot think of the name. Oh, well.
Others? Nope.
No.
I don't know.
No.
But yeah. That was so awesome that I didn't know it was her. No, I mean, like she did so good that, or they did her makeup or, you know, whatever, so good that I didn't recognize that it was her, though.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else I knew. And I loved how, in the trailer, that they made it so we didn't have to have oxygen bubbles to talk.
Yeah, that was the thing I was trying to, I really wanted to see in this.
Mm-hmm.
That she, not she, what am I saying? No, because now I'm thinking of the freaking movie with Nicole Kidman and I can't, To Die For.
Yep, don't know.
The movie's called To Die For. It was good. But anyway. The one thing that I was curious, because everyone was saying, how are they going to talk underwater? How are they going to whatever? Mm-hmm. But they're just there and they're talking. Their hair's flowing in the water and they're just talking. And I'm like, oh, good. That is the way it should be.
Best speech ever. That's what he says, remember?
Yeah, the worst motivational speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I cannot wait for this.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I liked Jason Momoa before, and this, they're just letting, it's like he gets who Aquaman is, but yet they're writing to both strengths. Does that make sense?
They're
like writing to Jason Momoa's acting strengths and like the stuff that Aquaman can do.
Yep.
Instead of the corny stuff.
And can we also just mention quick that when Black Manta shoots the lasers out of his eye, and that's awesome.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I have a very strong feeling, just like the Justice League movie. Mm-hmm. I am going to be giggling my way through this with excitement, just like in everything.
Yes.
Because I've been a big Aquaman fan for ages, and Black Manta and Ocean Master are two of my favorite villains, like, ever in DC stuff. Mm-hmm. And I get to watch them now on the big screen, and I get to... Oh, I'm so excited.
So now, the Easter egg or the additional trailer for this one would be, meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom, and you cut, and then you have Deathstroke and Lex coming to get Black Manta.
Well, I mean, in the comics, wasn't it Ocean Master that joined up with them?
Black Manta was there, too.
Well, I'm trying to think when the first time...
In the cartoon, Black Manta was there.
Right. But in, what was it? The,
Injustice?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they both were there for Injustice.
Now I don't remember.
Not actual Injustice, the video game comic. I'm talking like Kingdom Come Injustice. But anyway, that would be awesome though, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 So good.
Yeah. And like, okay, I'm not saying this because I'm a hater, because I've seen Justice League like 20 plus times, but the CGI in this, like, for example, Black Manta shooting laser beams out of his eyes, looks 10 times better than Steppenwolf.
This podcast is over.
What?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand what the deal was.
I don't understand the hate either. I'm just saying, from this trailer, it looks more crisp and cleaner than before. You know, just like when you know, they're riding in the submarine down there, and you have the whole CGI landscape of Atlantis, and he yells, "This is badass." I'm just saying, like, that whole thing, it looks like they're getting it right, and this looks awesome.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind also, a couple years have passed since the effects were done.
Right.
So technology's a little better.
Yeah.
But also, here's where I might get some hate. I don't understand how people who watch Marvel movies can say that Steppenwolf looks cartoonish when, like, the Hulk... and 90% of everything in the Marvel movies looks cartoonish. Like, I mean, at least to me, it looks... I mean, it's the exact same level of CGI, yet for some reason the Justice League movie, oh, it's so stupid, it's ridiculous, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But, calm down there, fanboy, calm down.
No, I will not calm down.
No, this is definitely... Okay, so let's rate the trailers that we saw.
Okay. On a scale of what to what?
I don't care.
Okay. Titans, I will give an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay. Young Justice, I believe I gave it a 45 out of 10 rating in
you
our
did?
Chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I stand by that. I would say Shazam is probably about like a 33 out of 10. and Aquaman is I think after watching it again a couple more times, I think it's bumped up around 40 out of 10 for me.
All right. So Young Justice, then Aquaman, then Shazam, and then Titans for you.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
The only one that doesn't get a 10 out of 10 for me is Titans.
Yeah.
Because of Starfire so far. It's okay. Better. It's better. I mean, it gets a 9 out of 10 because, you know, we've talked about it on here. I'm a Titans guy, right? So, like, just seeing them live action is amazing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But see, that's the other thing.
Don't look like she's a stripper coming up. You know, she just got off her shift, and now she has to beat some guys up.
Also, look, we didn't talk about it, but Hawk and Dove look pretty good in this, too.
Yeah, they did.
Apparently,
there was a villain in there, too. But I didn't see that. It was supposedly a villain that's coming after Raven's magic.
Maybe we can get ourselves a little bit more John Constantine thrown onto the show.
Maybe. I don't know
an actor that does a really good job with the character.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, how great would that be?
And we're going to get Jason Todd. And Donna Troy, that was announced too. They would be making an appearance this first season.
Oh, very cool. I heard about the Jason Todd thing. I don't think I saw the Donna Troy anywhere.
Yep.
Nice. I'm good with all of this, man.
Yeah. I'm ready. I want it all in my eyeballs right now.
I'm not going to lie. I'm sitting down in front of my TV now waiting.
Waiting until we're done.
No, until Titans comes on.
Oh, I thought you meant waiting until we're done so you can watch them all again.
Oh, the trailers?
Yeah.
No, I'm waiting for the shows now. Oh. But, I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. I will watch these trailers a few more times today, I'm sure. The funniest was when I showed my kids the Young Justice trailer. Mm-hmm. I was like, guys, new Young Justice trailer. They're like, that's an old show. I'm like, no, remember. I told you they were making more. They said, yeah. I go, they just released a trailer. They go, oh. So we all sat down to watch it. And you know how it starts off with like the recap of how the second season ended?
Yeah.
My 6-year-old goes, oh, I've seen this before. I'm like, just relax. It'll get there. And then when like all the new stuff started happening, he goes, oh. Like, there you go.
Oh. We got anything else to say about news coming out? The movie news?
And I'm curious because we still have one more day of San Diego that I don't think that there's anything else that there would be a trailer for. But, I mean, that would be kind of cool if they kind of snuck something in there.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't expecting the Shazam trailer at all.
No.
That I knew, you know, they were talking about Titans and they were talking about Young Justice. And then Aquaman was supposed to be like the big movie trailer that debuted.
Yeah.
But all the, like when I don't know who posted, maybe Martin posted the Shazam thing. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Okay. Give me this in my face. Yeah. I will just watch the heck out of this. So
yes.
Heck yeah. So, I guess thank you all for listening to our bonus San Diego Comic-Con movie trailer, DC movie trailer episode.
Extravaganza.
Yeah. If you would like to get in touch with me directly on Twitter, you can at Aaron S. Bell.
And I'm at Rombar316.
And the show is at DC_absolute. And thank you for listening.
And we're out.
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Now that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Ooh.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.